Hello, I'm Tony DiLorenzo.
And I'm Elisa DiLorenzo.
Welcome to Module Zero, Laying the Foundation, the Rejection Zone.
Rejection is a part of every marriage, whether it's been the silent treatment, whether it's been saying no to sex, or just not having those conversations that the two of you need to have. And when rejection becomes a consistent part of marriage, there can be a lot of disconnect. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with phrases like, I'm too busy, not right now, I've got other commitments, I'm supposed to go out with my friends tonight, or the really simple rejection, no. We've all used them. Some of you are probably nodding your heads as you're watching this video going, oh, Tony and Lisa, I've definitely done this. And we've experienced rejection in our own lives, in our own marriage, numerous times. I mean, sex used to be a big area where rejection was a factor in our marriage. And it got to the point where even when Tony, like way back when, what launched One Extraordinary Marriage was when Tony threw out the idea that we would have sex for 60 days in a row. And I immediately shut this guy down by saying no.
And here's something that's interesting. It's an interesting fact. Rejection, like the same, that what happens when we're rejected is the same reaction we have when we get physically injured. And so think about when you get physically injured, say you stub your toe against the door, your finger gets caught in the door, whatever it may be. Rejection, when that happens, when you reject your spouse, being just that simple no, which holds a lot of weight for two letters, or turning around, giving them the cold shoulder, whatever way that you're rejecting them, that is like a physical injury happening.
Now, as you go through the PDF that's attached to this video, we really want you to make the time to just think through the different ways that rejection has come into your own marriage.
Right.
Because a lot of times there are all kinds of myths and, you know, popular ideas saying, well, it's always the woman saying no to sex. Well, what we know from our own experience is that's not the case. We also know it's not the case that it's always the woman that wants to talk and the man that's saying no. You know, so there are a lot of different instances where rejection has come into your marriage, and we want you to spend the time to write down and answer these questions and write down where rejection has come into your marriage. And really, you know, as Tony was describing, that rejection has that same feeling of physical injury. We want you, as you're answering these questions, to really understand how that's made you feel.
Yeah.
One, when you've been rejected, but also when you've been the one delivering the rejection. And as you start to think about those times, you're going to start to see patterns of when that happened. When do you reject your spouse? What have you been trying to avoid? Sometimes we reject out of fear. Sometimes we reject out of embarrassment or inadequacy. Or, you know, it's easier to just push somebody away instead of saying, I don't know, or I'm hurt, or any of those types of things. And the sooner that you can get in touch with your emotions in this Rescue My Marriage Today program, the faster your marriage is going to experience transformation. So that's where this workshop or worksheet allows you to do that.
And this is a great place to pull out your journal, your notepad, like we said, some videos back, and start writing that stuff down. You may just want to have a sheet where, you know, you come back to, or a couple pages where you come back to when you're thinking through something, or it just hits you that you're like, wow, I rejected my spouse, you know, over this last week, here, here, and here. So you can just start seeing maybe patterns or triggers on why that's happened. We have an episode, episode 295, the No Rejection Zone, that we're gonna include here for you guys because it's powerful. It's 30 minutes of Elisa and I diving in really deep on the No Rejection Zone and how you can set that up in your marriage so that rejection doesn't stop you guys from achieving and growing in your marriage and yourselves. So make sure you grab that, download that next time you're out on a walk or you're driving to work or what have you. Listen to episode 295, The No Rejection Zone.
We're so glad that you're working through each one of these videos and taking the time to really transform your marriage, to allow it to grow, to dig into each one of these PDFs and to listen to the video or the audio, whatever works best for the two of you, to really understand who you are. Because as you develop an understanding of who you are and what you've done in the marriage, because it takes two.
Yes.
Every marriage, you know, we're two people trying to bring this thing together. as you begin to understand yourself, you're going to be able to understand your marriage and the dynamics of your marriage better. So thank you for watching this video, and we'll see you on the next one.
Yes, we're looking forward to hanging out with you guys, starting with module one. So get ready, and we are going to hit the ground running. We love you guys. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to hit us up in the Facebook group. We'll take it from there. If there's anything that you're struggling with, make sure you just chime in, let us know, so we can help you take even just this module or just this section, you know, the no or the rejection zone, so we can help you overcome that, look at it, so you can grow as we go through the Rescue My Marriage Today program. Thanks, guys.